This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Iraq, a month ago, in the battle to control Fallujah, Marine Lance Corporal Michael Downey was destroying a cache of captured weapons when a sniper shot him. Badly wounded, he was in a Navy hospital for 9 days before dying. His body was sent home to Phoenix, Arizona for burial. He was 21 years old. From member station KJZZ Phoenix, Abigail Beshkin reports.
Photos of Michael Downey show him with what friends call his Marine face, steely blue eyes, blonde crew cut, and not a trace of a smile. But his friend Katie Oberbeck, like many who knew him, says this belies Mike's true self, a goofer who loved to make people laugh. Katie says the two were confidants who shared secrets and traded advice, especially about dating.
One time, Mike was going out on a date with this girl, and I was trying to teach him how to be smooth, and so I put my bra, like, on this chair, and I was teaching him how to unhook it with one hand. So during the date, it's probably about 11 o'clock at night, and I get a phone call, and it's Mike whispering, "I can't find the bra clasp, it's not in the back." That was Mike. He tried to be smooth sometimes and wasn't always, but his humor always made up for it.
Mike's friends say he began talking about the Marines early in high school. He enlisted when he was 17. His father, Bill Downey, was concerned. He wanted his son to go to college and become an architect or an engineer. Furthermore, he had his doubts about his son finishing boot camp.
He was scrawny. He had a concave chest. He tried wrestling, and he got his ass kicked by kids that were half his size. So physically, I didn't know that he'd be able to complete a grueling Marine Corps boot camp. And when he did, I couldn't have been any prouder of him.
After boot camp, Mike became a combat engineer with the 3rd Marine Division and was stationed in Okinawa, Japan. Being a Marine came naturally to him, says his mother, Lauren Eiler. She remembers that as a child, Mike would make up pretend military missions for his little brothers, who would eagerly comply.
He probably was a natural leader. People followed him because he was intelligent and he had such integrity.
Mike kept in close contact with his friends from home. On leave, he'd spend most of his time with them. Katie Oberbeck, now a senior at the University of Arizona, says one visit started in true Mike Downey fashion with a practical joke.
He called me, he's on the phone, and he was, you know, asking me questions about my dorm and things like that. I was just like, you know, kind of confused. Why are you asking me these questions? And then, you know, I'll send a knock at my door, and he's supposed to be way far away, and, you know, look through the peephole, and there's Mike, you know, in his uniform holding his duffel bag, and I was like, oh my God!
In October, before he shipped out to Iraq on his first tour there, he called Katie.
He called me last. He would always call me last because I was the, you know, crier. So last time I talked to him, he let me know he was going, and he promised me he'd come home.
Lance Corporal Michael Downey is survived by his father, Bill Downey, his mother, Lauren Eiler, brothers Matt, Ben, and Axel, and stepsisters Ashley and Carrie. For NPR News, I'm Abigail Beshkin in Phoenix.